How about that material that's between the husk and the corn itself? It's fine.
Oh, corn silk. Used to dry that and smoke it. But did you do that when you were a kid?
No.
Yeah,
we had cigarettes.
I guarantee.
Oh yes, I have. But we didn't have much corn silk around. That was.
I know, but
I've heard. Sure. Okay. How about this fruit? That's it's a round thing about this big. Cut them in half and you eat it with a spoon.
A cantaloupe.
Okay.
But it could be called a musk melon. Of course, people say mush melon, but they really, I think the correct name is a musk, M-U-S-K melon. But speak of mush melon, cantaloupe. Now you're getting me to make my mouth water, and I won't even be able to talk. When you start to talk about watermelon, I'll begin to drool. No fooling.
Is that right? Do you ever call it mushmelon yourself?
When we were kids, we did. Mushmelon. When we were kids. But we were older, a cantaloupe. In fact, when I was in school, I think the general name for it was mushmelon.
Uh-huh.
Throughout the neighborhood. But cantaloupe was...
How about these little things that grow... they look like small, little umbrellas when you cut up pieces of...
Oh, you mean mushrooms?
Yeah.
And they don't mean toe shoes. They look like it.
Okay. And how about the, this is a yellowish vegetable with a green covering. They're different kinds, but and they're sort of baked. You bake these, cut them in half and bake them.
Oh, wait a minute, just a minute. You don't mean turnip.
No.
You don't mean, wait a minute. Describe what you said.
It has a yellow, orangish center.
And
it has seeds in the center. Some of them are shaped about like cantaloupes. They have ridges, kind of a ridged surface. Acorn is one variety.
Well, acorn, I wouldn't call that a fruit, that a vegetable.
No, but... I meant a vegetable, yes. An acorn
is green, they slice it and bake it. Yes, a minute. I'll get the name. I got it down.
All right.
Squash. Is that the word you want?
Sure.
We have it quite often here.
Now, what different kinds of squash are you familiar with?
Well, there's yellow squash. I would call acorn a type of squash, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, I don't know whether a pumpkin is a king of the squash family or not. You bake it, you know.
Sure.
But anyhow, there's another.
How about this kind of?
Italians have a kind too. Yeah. They.
Remember the name.
I know the name of it too. The Italian name for it. It's like a
snake,
huh?
Such as a Z. Huh? Zoo, remember, is that what I mean?
You
mean zucchini? Zucchini, is that the...
No, that isn't quite the name I have in mind. It's like a sneaky cucumber, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, if you think of it, you let me know. How about, this is another vegetable. It's a white vegetable. It's about the size of a cabbage, except it's white. And it isn't perfectly round. It grows the center. You only eat the white part, and this is either boiled or usually boiled or sometimes creamed vegetable. A white vegetable.
A white vegetable. You don't mean a turnip, isn't that?
No, this is you break this up into pieces and eat it, and you boil it, and you serve it creamed boxers get this kind of an ear from
cauliflower.
Yeah.
Oh, cauliflower. Well, the way you do describe it, I could never pair it with cauliflower. That's really a typical vegetable. But it has the green.
How would you describe it? What would you?
Well, I would describe it as often they call it a flower vegetable because the outer surrounding or hardly a shell, but the green has this. Green leaves,
uh-huh.
With a very firm, I forget the term about the, can't get with it. And the center is the flower of the plant, cauliflower, uh-huh. And that's how I guess they call it, and the white.